Recently, the University of Georgia Patent Office and Golden Peanut Company expressed a desire to the peanut growers to allow peanut seed varieties developed in the U.S. to be used in some foreign countries. In this case, it was South Africa, where Golden Peanut Company had purchased a peanut shelling plant. Present varieties in South Africa, they said, are low yielders, and they would like to use some of the University of Georgia's. And they wanted to set up a special legal way for University of Georgia to receive a royalty on the peanut seed used to service that shelling plant. This week, the Georgia Peanut Commission Board of Directors approved a motion opposing the sharing of grower-funded technology with other countries in direct competition with domestically produced peanuts. The motion presented by the board member Tim Birch of Baker County and Joe Botterford of Scriven County said that the Georgia Peanut Commission opposes the sharing of technology developed with peanut farmer checkoff funding with producers in other countries who compete with the U.S. producers for peanut markets. The commission has been funding research projects at the University of Georgia and USDA since 1961. The funding of the research project is derived from a $2 a ton checkoff that all peanut growers pay in the state of Georgia. Earlier during the summer, the National Peanut Board had expressed their opposition to allowing the peanuts to be used, and the Georgia Farm Bureau also opposed allowing other countries to use that technology. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.